So today's article is first Raspberry robot tested in the United Kingdom. By the way, teacher, I heard that most of the students choose the daily news articles as material for their lessons. Is that true? Does your student use a daily news article?
Yes, most of my students do the daily news article. When you mean choose, are you talking about selecting different ones or just using selecting this over other material?
I mean, I was curious to know that if you are bored with having to listen to the same article read by different students from time to time, don't you get bored?
No, not at all. Only because I'm not really listening to the content, but the pronunciation. So it's always a little bit new, different.
All right, got it. Thank you.
Yeah. And after already knowing the story, it's easy to ask questions and to teach it. So the second and third time is a lot smoother for me.
Today's topic, the first Raspberry Pi robot tested in the United Kingdom. Is there anybody who read this article for today's lesson, teacher?
Yes, just one person.
Just one person. Was the article interesting to read? As far as the title is concerned, it seems nothing interesting, but how did you find it?
It's a bit wordy, but I always enjoy wordy reading about technology. It's one of my favorite things to learn about. So the science behind it, the results, is very interesting.
Speaking of raspberries, I remember back in 1990s, I was in the United States. I saw TV, and farmers were destroying, crushing the strawberries by bulldozers. The reason is, in that year, the weather was so good, and they had a harvest of more than they can. So if they bring all of them in the market, the price would apparently go down, lose money. So instead of selling it, the farmers decided to crush a large portion of their production by using the bulldozers. It was so pretty mind-boggling to see the scene, and I felt sorry for the strawberries. If you watch the scene, how did you feel, Mr. Teacher?
I think I too would be a little hurt because they could have donated the fruit to causes that where people were starving, or they could make a difference in the world.